I think it does seem like a scary thing, but as a child, it doesn't necessarily. I mean, to us, it's this thing that's out at sea, and it can't really touch you unless someone disturbs it. So it's not really something that we were living in fear of. I don't think many people nowadays are scared of it going off, because although it's got loads of explosives on it still, I think that it might not necessarily be that easy to set it off unless somebody tampered with it. But as I say, it's not really something that we're all that scared about, and we sort of it doesn't stop us living our lives.
It's something that you weren't necessarily taught at school about, but do you think it is important that particularly people who are living on the island in that the shadow of this ship, that they learn about it and are aware of it at least?
It's been quite interesting to hear some of the stories from relatives about when they're moving to the area when they were younger. My grandmother said that she knew it had happened, but again, it really didn't stop her living her life, because it just seemed like this thing that was out and couldn't really hurt you unless it went off, and that was a different story. But yeah, it's never stopped anyone living their lives, and it's a bit of a tourist attraction now, because there's people come here. The island has quite a high holiday population, and people come here to spend their summers away from the city. And people start to learn about it a bit more, the wreck, when they spend a bit of time on Sheppey, and there's this sort of fascination with it. So it's quite nice to hear not only people like me who've grown up here and it's been part of our culture every day, but for people visiting and holidaymakers coming over here and enjoying the sea, it's nice to see that they see it as more of a tourist attraction rather than a danger to anyone's life.
Obviously, it's being surveyed every year. Do you feel reassured that it will remain obviously in a stable condition and there isn't like a big threat as such?
Yeah, the work the government does, I think, almost every year, to survey it and to keep it under observation is encouraging, because they sort of make sure that, you know, we'll be safe at the end of the day, and that we won't be in danger. But I don't think we can be blind to the fact that although it's a nice story and it's quite a nice nice tale for islanders to think that the Montgomery is quite close by, I don't think islanders can be blind to the fact that it does carry a danger and a risk all the time it's there of going off, however slight that might be or however small that might be. And I think that it's important we acknowledge that as well as the sort of more light-hearted side of it being a tourist attraction and bringing people over to the island to sort of learn more about it.